What can we expect in terms of exploration?
So exploration is definitely a key aspect of this game. You know, personally speaking, the thing that I've always wanted and enjoyed about Sonic that I've always wanted to see is being able to see more of the world. You know, a lot of times you're racing through it, and that's an exhilarating experience. But sometimes, you know, you just shoot past something, you're like, oh, man, you're like, what was that? I'd love to see what it is. And in this game, you can. So it's definitely not the standard, what you'd expect, linear speed sort of gameplay. You know, speed is an important aspect, but it's only part of the experience. So there's going to be plenty of areas where you can stop, take a breath, look around, and we encourage you to look around. What's around that corner, right? What's, you know, what's in that cave? And we want to build this large, epic, living, breathing world that it feels like it exists without Sonic in it. I mean, he happens to be going through it as sort of the tourist, if you will, but it exists. There's things going on, characters are doing stuff, and he happens to be there and sort of experiences the events that are going on and is trying to do his part to sort of save this world, right? So definitely across the board, exploration is key. Combat is very important as well. We really wanted to build something that that fans can easily get to, but just gamers of all types can really enjoy, with the complexity that, you know, keeps you coming back to try to get better at it, but also very accessible for kids. So there's a lot of stuff that's dealing in the combat. So those two are definitely very key, the exploration and the combat for sure.
And for the combat, can we expect are you focused more on exploration or combat, or do you have like a balance? Like, are we going to see a lot of fighting in the game? Or
You'll definitely see a fair amount of combat. I wouldn't say that, you know, it's a combat, you know, the huge focus is combat. It is important, and you're going to see a fair amount of it, but there's so much more that you're going to be doing outside of combat. Combat is just one sort of aspect of it, because you have the sort of exploration, you have the speed stuff in so many different ways that you're handling speed, such as the, you know, running across the water, or zip lines with the inner beam. So there's definitely a nice mix to it. I would say exploration and just navigation through the world is like the number one thing, and just soaking it in and seeing what that is and solving sort of the obstacles and challenges. How do you get to that? But it's also important because it's a very narrative-driven game. It's the story is sort of much larger and more involved in experience than I'd say past Sonic games are. We spent a lot of time with the story, and hopefully, you know, it'll be very meaningful for people who play it. It's really that journey of the team coming together, you know, as they go through the journey and being stronger. You know, Sonic is stronger with his friends, and at the end he sort of realizes that. So I think really story, more so than anything else, is a very key aspect of this experience.
And so throughout the game, are we going to have all four characters tag along throughout the entire game?
All four characters will not be across the whole game. There'll be plenty of sections that they are together. At minimum, there will always be two players in the experience, depending on the level or the setting. So you'll always, if you're playing single player, you always have at least two players to swap out. But there'll be a lot of key areas where the four of them will be together as well.
And how is the co-op?
The co-op, how do you mean? Like,
how does working together?
Oh, I mean, it's sort of like this give and take. So there's a lot of stuff where, like, you know, situations where we're put in a situation and we have to work together to get out of it. So we have to physically help each other to progress on. So that's a key thing. Or it's like switching characters because they might have a certain attribute or ability to get through a certain thing, so we encourage stuff that way. But we also have situations where characters kind of split off and go their own way and come back together again. So you kind of explore your own path, or it's like maybe it's a Knuckles path, a Sonic path, and you two kind of separate for a while, and you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Did you see this? Oh my god, it's awesome! And you come back together. If you're playing single player, you can choose any character anytime. So if you are only having, if you have two characters with you, let's say in a level, like these two guys, Amy and Tails, for example, you can switch between them anytime. And then when you have four players, you can switch between any of them at any time. So that was very, very important. And we wanted to make the characters all have very diverse and unique abilities so that you're encouraged to switch between them all. You know, I feel that we sort of failed. If people don't want to play Amy, then I think we sort of failed, because she's really awesome, and we really want to make sure that all these characters are really, really neat and fun to utilize. So it encourages people to swap between them and try different play patterns. But sort of going back to the co-op, yeah, it works upon like as simple as like two people working together to operate something or to open something, to them literally like having to work together to get out of some precarious situation.
And how can we expect the Wii U gamepad integration?
So the Wii U gamepad, that's going to be, as far as the gameplay, I mean, we'll probably talk about specific abilities of the gamepad later on. We have some cool ideas for that. But at least, you know, right now, it's going to have the obvious stuff as, like, your upgrade systems and your maps and stuff on the gamepad. It'll do more than that, but we'll probably reveal it later on.
And this game is coming out?
Later this year. Yeah.
Is there any a time window you can give me?
Later this year.
Okay, later this year. Okay, thank you very much.
No problem.